I want to read to you in Hebrews chapter 12 and 25. I'm telling you, I've enjoyed teaching this class. There's five of them right here. I enjoyed teaching this young group of people here. I hope they enjoyed me teaching them. I'm not done. I'm telling you, I like teaching them. There's Whitman over there. They're fun to teach. And so we're going to keep teaching them. And I'm teaching them about the very basics about Catholicism and Protestant and the difference of religions and why we believe what we believe and why there's differences between the two. And then you can draw your own opinion, right? It all going to get down to your opinion, right? That's what it's going to get down to. Hebrews 12 and 25, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken, as of the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain." I'm going to find out what's left. "Wherefore we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved." Thank God. "Let us have grace. Let us have grace. Let us have grace. Whereby we may serve God acceptably." We need grace to serve God acceptably. You will not do it without grace. "Acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire." I want to talk to you this morning about when it's all over. When it's all over. Lord, I come before you this morning. I'm thankful that I've got an opportunity, hallelujah, to speak a word to people that want to increase in knowledge, increase in faith, increase in love and grace. For Lord, we're here to glorify your name and your name only. And we're thankful, Lord, what you're doing, what you've already done, and what you will do for this church in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. This scripture is beckoning the listeners not to refuse him that speaketh. For if the children of Israel escaped not because they refused one named Moses on earth, if they escaped not, and God spake to Moses on earth, and it shook the earth, how much less shall we escape if we refuse him who speaks from heaven? One writer said, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation which was preached to them first, and into us in this day that we live in?" The book of Hebrews starts off by saying that God in sundry times and in diverse manners spake to our fathers by the prophets. But in this last day, he has chosen his son, Jesus Christ, to speak to us. "See that you refuse not him that speaks from heaven." When Moses would get a word from the Lord, the Bible said the earth did shake. And so did Moses. And so did Moses. And he's promising. It was a prophecy from Haggai. We went back to Haggai. You will see two or three scriptures. He speaks about, "I'm going to shake not only earth, but I'll shake heaven and earth one more time. And I will find out what's left when it's all over." Amen. And this word that he's talking about was made flesh and dwelt among men. And he came out speaking a different language, if you will, that they didn't understand. For it looked like he was against the traditions and the things of men. But in fact, he was fulfilling the things that the law spoke of. For the law, he said, spoke of me. Well, what authority did you have? Who sent you? I come in my Father's name. You know, to not believe the one that is sent is not to believe the one that sent you. That's right. And so Jesus came speaking a gospel message that shook everything. It began to turn the world up upside down. The Jews got nervous. Devils began to tremble when he walked in the room. I mean, the priests were worried about it. They're all following him. The Bible said in one place, the whole world has gone after him. Woo, they were losing their political status. He was shaking them up. What are we going to do with this man? They had counsel in the night trying to figure out what to do with this man. And all he did was talk. He didn't just talk. That's all he did. But his words were so powerful. My. And Jesus made it very clear that when it's all over with, I'll see what's left. When it's all over with, we pull the net in and we separate the fish or what we want to keep from the beer cans that we picked up along the way while we were shrimping. When it's all over with, I'll get the wheat and I'll get the chaff and I'll separate the two out. When it's all over with, I'll take those that had faith when the world ended and I'll bless them. When it's all over with, I'll have a remnant left. And when it was all over with, he got on the cross and there wasn't but just a few of them left. He said, I'll take you and you and you and you. And indeed, John the Baptist did go and say, the king is coming. He did say, I do indeed baptize with water unto repentance. But there's one coming after me whose shoe latches I'm not worthy to unlace or to bear. But he will baptize you, cover you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Oh, my God. It's one thing to have the Holy Ghost, but it's another thing to be covered with the fire. Woo, baptized in the fire. One person said, I was born in the fire. I can't live in the smoke. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and John the Baptist said it, he said, the fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. He's got a fire in one hand, and he's got a fan in the other hand. You know what that means? I mean, if you've got a fan and just some old coals that are just burning a little bit, how many of you know what a billow is? I don't think anybody in this front row knows what a billow is. Yeah, get that fire going again. Almost out, but Lord, if it's just that little bit, just a little bit, put a little straw around it, and the fan is in his hand. And he said, the chaff will I burn with unquenchable fire, but the wheat I will take and bring into my garner. When it's all over with, I will separate out the sheep from the goats. When it's all over with, there will be one on the right and one on the left. But don't count your chickens. See, they don't know that here either. I'm going to teach them that in Sunday school before they hatch. You see, an old hen can have like 12 eggs, you know, and you go, let's see how many little chickens I'm going to get. One, two, three, I'm going to get me 12 little chickens. But only 9 of them hatch. When it's all over with, you can count the chickens. But don't count them when they're in the egg. You got to wait till they hatch. I wish this morning you could help me just a little bit. Name me, if you will, some of the elements of the world that would destroy a house. Who said that? Fire. Huh? Wind. Water. Forget termites. I knew somebody was going to say that. Lord, see, I told you that. Somebody was going to say termites. What it was? Huh? Earthquake. There we go. Right? Good. Wind, rain, flood, fire, earthquake. Specificity. See, I can say it. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, is the house of God. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter in. Not everyone says that I'm the temple of God is the temple of God. But we'll find out, or he'll find out. And so we have to understand that not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is part of the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father is part of the kingdom of heaven. The one that hears these words that I say and does them, I will liken him unto. And many will say, he said, I'm reading, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Don't you remember, Lord? I was the one that called the famine. I was the one that said, you're going to get in a car wreck 3 days from now. I'm the one that said you're going to die of cancer. I'm the one that was prophesying in your name. And I'm the one that cast out those devils. Don't you remember, Lord? I was rebuking them demons, casting them out. And I was using your name and did many wonderful works. He said, but I will profess. See, what you're doing is confessing. I'm professing. There's a difference. He said, I will profess. I never knew you. My word will not return void. My name is effective whether you call on it or somebody else calls on it. And I just used you to get rid of them devils. But you, I never really knew. You remember that time that one of the devils tried to cast out the devil? That's bad news, wasn't it? A devil laid a hand on a devil. And I adjure you, he said, I adjure you in the name of the one that Paul speaks about. And that devil spoke out. Them speaking devils are tough. That devil spoke out and said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who in the world are you? And the Bible says that devil tore his clothes off of him and he ran off naked. You better be careful. But they're saying, I did all of this. Therefore, he said, whosoever, after this, he says, whosoever heareth these sayings that I do unto them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Not the rocks. A rock. Who is that rock, somebody? That rock is Jesus. It's a capital rock. It was that rock that led them in the wilderness. It was that rock that gave them water. It is that rock that is the foundation, the chief cornerstone that the builders rejected and the Gentiles did not refuse and use that to build their building upon. I want to read this to you. Matthew 7:25. And the rain, see, what do we say destroys houses? Rain, water, flood, wind, earthquake, and termites. And the rain descended. Okay. Wise man built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. You're a fool to hear the word of the Lord and not do it. Which built his house upon the sand. Now, we said the rock was Christ Jesus. What is the sand? Help me. Huh? Anything that's not the rock. Yeah. You name it. Anything that's not the rock is the world. It is the sand. People build their hopes on money. But your money can get funny. People build their hopes on other people. They get squirrely. People build their hopes on themselves, and you can lose your mind. But the rock is the rock is the rock. And it'll always be the rock. And it'll always be there. When the flood comes and the water comes and the rain comes, the rock is still there. Hallelujah. And that verse 27 says, and the rain, now this is the same thing. The rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Now, let's look at the perils real quick. There's nothing wrong with rain. Can you say amen? I mean, there's times we like praying for rain around here in southwest Louisiana. And there's times we're praying, Lord, stop the rain. Rain. There's nothing wrong with rain. So the rain really didn't hurt either house. There's no violence really in the rain. It rains on the just and the unjust alike. And the sun shines on the just and the unjust. See, quote all that scripture, if you will. Too many people quote just the first part. Well, it rains on the just and the unjust alike. When they're down and out and they're a Christian, they go, well, it rains on the just and the unjust. But the Bible says the sun shines on the just and the unjust alike. So that when they flourish, the sun shines on them just like it shines on you. But then, you ever wondered, when's that rain going to stop? See, when I was in LeBlanc, we lived by the Calcasieu River. And I'll never forget the day the river rose. My dad stayed up all night while I slept. And he had a stake. He drove a stake out there in the ground. He went out there with a flashlight because he had heard in 1953 when the great flood came through the Calcasieu that that hill we lived on didn't flood. It didn't flood. I was hoping he was right. It didn't flood again. But he was worried because it wouldn't quit raining. Rain's good, right? Nothing wrong with that. But it kept raining, and it kept raining, and it kept raining. And after a while, the creek started rising. And after a while, the river started rising. And we're getting on NOAA radio. Now the Whiskey Chitto is now at one level one. And we were listening to that, and it was rising. And he drove a stake out there, and he put it right at the edge of the water. And he'd go out there later, and he had to put on his little boots. And after a while, he was watching it rise. And he drove him another stake. And before long, we was an island out there. I promise, we was on the Isle of Patmos, believe it or not. We were just an island out there. We got in a boat in our yard and went all up in there to those houses that were flooded. We didn't take anything. So rain's no problem, but it just kept raining, and it kept raining, and it kept raining. It rained on both houses. It rained on both houses. And the test wasn't just the rain. It was the rain. It rained too much. And it caused the flood. And the flood will devastate a house. It will devastate a house. And the problem is, you see, if you're the wise man who built upon the rock, you're saying, well, the rain's no problem. That's the same thing the other guy's saying. The rain's no problem. But after a while, the flood. And you're going, now, Lord, you know I live for you. Now, Lord, you know I pay my tithing, and the whole time the water's getting higher and higher and higher on your house too. And before long, you look out there, well, he's got water in his house too. And to make matters worse, when the water got high, the winds began to blow. Now, if the winds would have blown and there was no water, it was, you know, it's just wind. But when the wind blows and there's a flood, ooh, there's nothing more devastating than that water beating up against your house when the wind is blowing. And the waves, and you're like, now wait a minute, Lord. What good did it do me to build on this rock? I thought when I got on the rock and I got the Holy Ghost and I was saved and I wasn't going to go through stuff. You begin to wonder sometimes. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. It looks like living for God doesn't work. But when it was all over and the rain stopped and the flood went down, you can be like Noah. He opened up the window and he looked out there and said, where's that other house? Where's that other house that used to be? Wow, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Woo, thank the Lord. See, now you're happy. Now you're happy. I'm telling you, you won't be happy until it's all over with. And you go, you know, living for God did really work. You know what? This thing really does work. Woo, thank God I took time to build on the rock. Where is that other guy? Where is that person I used to sit on the pew with? He must not have been founded on the rock. Because the winds came and the waves came. It comes against the just and the unjust alike. I don't care how much you go to church. I don't care how much you pray. It was Elijah that called the famine down, but he too had to leave. And he too got hungry. And the creek dried up for him too. Some things are just life, my friend. I'm here to tell you that in this scenario, both the wise man and the foolish man could build a house. And they had some things in common. I'm just assuming their house looked alike. The difference wasn't the way the houses looked. May dress like you. May not curse and drink and all those things just like you. But I want to tell you, while they had some things in common, so do people, all people, call temptation, call lust. Don't act like you don't have it.
Don't act like your mind hadn't played tricks on you. He said, there is no temptation that's ever taken anybody that wasn't common to man. Whatever you fell to, somebody else already fallen to it. Nothing new. There are some common things that life in the flesh brings. I'll just be honest with you. Can I be honest with you? If you come rob me, I'm going to have some bad thoughts. Now, I will have to repent. I'll just give you an example. Alarm went off in my house, 2 o'clock in the morning. I came out of that bed in my underwear. I didn't care. Let me tell you, you find strength you don't know you have when somebody slaps you. You won't care if you got your shoes on or off. There's something rise up in you you didn't even know you had. You won't choke them to death. And that alarm went off, and I came out, and that 20 gauge was in my hand. Y'all, I'm glad we already voted, brother. I'm pastor for 5 more years. That 20 gauge was in my hand. And it ain't but one thought in my mind. I'm protecting my house. I am protecting my house. Y'all can vote in somebody else and say, well, you're too corny. I'm protecting my house. I may have to repent, but I'm going to protect my house. So these things are just common to us. You will not get that out of me. Beat me all you want to. I'm still going to want to protect my stuff. Good. And I do use J&J for them termites. So we just live in life. And I'm here to tell you, you can never, ever judge righteousness or unrighteous, whether you're godly or ungodly in the midst of a storm. Because everybody can have ungodly thoughts in the midst of a storm. Don't tell me you hadn't wanted to choke somebody or get somebody back. If you think you don't, then come see me, because I'm going to call you a liar. Because we all have it. That's in us. He looked at Adam and he said, have dominion. Subdue the earth. And that's the nature of man. But in the middle of a storm, don't judge me. Can I tell you that? In the middle of your storm, I'm not going to judge you, okay? In the middle of my trial, in the middle of my don't judge me yet. Don't judge me until it's all over. Because when it's all over, Bagot will still be standing. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, when it's all over and the trial has ended, Jesus came out in the power of the Spirit. But don't judge me while what was Satan doing leading him around anyway? Huh? You ever caught that? He led him into the pinnacle. Well, what's with that? You're just that temptation, just getting the best. You need to quit following that devil. That's what you need to do. Well, why wasn't Jesus quit following that devil? Because he was waiting until it was all over with. When it was all over with, the Bible says he came out in the power of the Spirit. And he went into the temple and he said, now, boys, let me read out of the book of Isaiah. The anointing is upon me. Hallelujah. To heal, to save, and to restore people, and to preach the gospel unto them. Don't ever judge anything before it's time. So looking at that other house and looking at your house, you'd say, living for God don't work when the flood's in my house and it's in your house too. And living for God doesn't work when the wind blows and it's hitting my house and it's hitting your house too. But when it's all over with, my house is still standing. Hallelujah. Now we can begin to say living for God works. Living for God didn't stop the storm. It didn't stop the rain. It didn't stop the flood. But my house is still standing. I like that song. He'll take what's wrong and make it right. Too many people want to leave things wrong. Well, I just want to let it. I'm not going to. It's their fault too, you know. He said he'll take what's wrong and make it right. I believe in making things right. Make them right. If I did wrong, I'm sorry. I was wrong, and make them right. That's what the thief on the cross did. He was wrong. He said, I justly deserve what I'm getting. And Jesus made it right. Today I'll meet you in paradise. Whoo, I got to get on. I'm so full, Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody ever should call the adjuster to assess the damages until the storm is over. Right? You know, did anybody get out and when Rita was blowing, hey, I want you to come out here and assess my damages, if you will. But when it was over, when the storm was over, you walk around and you're looking around. Then you can call him and say, hey, come see what I got left. Come see. And let's build and restore what I lost. So don't ever judge anything when you're in the flood. And oh, if you know what? That flood wouldn't have come upon you if you'd have baked them cookies that they told you to make in Ladies Auxiliary. You wouldn't be in that flood if you'd have baked them cookies. See there? That's what you get for not baking them cookies. But that same person shaking their fingers, you didn't make their cookies, guess what? They got the flood too. They got the flood too. I tell you, cancer falls on the just and the unjust. It's not a sentence from God, it's life. Good people get leukemia and die of it. Christians die in car wrecks every day. Every day. And you go back, well, you would have done that, you wouldn't have been that. But when it's you, I better get back to this right here. Right here. I better stay with this right here. Both builders had access to the rock, but one built on the superficial sands of life, and the other one dug deep, the Bible said. Luke recorded this way. He digged deep. Oh, I don't have time to re-preach a sermon called Can You Dig It? Oh, yeah. How many of you remember that? I preached you a sermon called Can You Dig It? And I brought a shovel inside of a black bag so you couldn't tell. The difference between the two guys was not the house. It was not the flood. It was not the rain. It was a shovel. It was a shovel. And while one guy was doing this, the other guy was, he's building. Got my slab poured. You're still working on it. I see you're just digging. Oh, you crazy dig. And he just kept digging. And while they were going up, he was going down. Oh, yeah, he was going down. But after a while, it went, tink, tink, tink. Ah, this is it. And he scraped all the sand off. And the other guy was like waving him from his two-story home. And then he said, hey, I found it. I found it. Yeah. You fool, you didn't need to dig that deep. Time will tell. I told these kids this morning, let me tell you, when you get up to Jesus, you'll never have done too much. You'll never have done, say, you know what, that Holy Ghost, I didn't even have to have that. What did I do? I could have done all, you didn't need to do that. I could have lived a better life in this world. I didn't have to do that. I'm going to tell you, you'll never get there and say, well, I regret. You'll never do too much to get in. But Lord, if you come up short, I said, Lord, help you if you come up short. You'll say, I wish I would have listened to that. I wish I would have done that. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Build upon the rock. Dig deep until you hit the rock. And then you can build. Let the winds come. Let the rains come. Let the floods come. But let me tell you, no matter what comes my way, if you're on the rock, when it's all over, I'll still be standing. Oh, let me go just a little bit deeper. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'm almost done. We talked about the wind. We talked about the rain. We talked about the flood. Let's talk about the fire. The fire. There's nothing that can take your house quicker than a fire. Paul said this. He said that he was a wise master builder. I have laid the foundation and another buildeth their own. So we're talking about someone else laying the foundation, which we now know to be Christ, him crucified, and rose again. And then take heed, he said, how you build thereupon. So a lot of people say, I'm the rock, and I'm on the rock, but look at the building. See, there's two things you got to look at. In the first parable, the buildings were alike. It was the rock that was different. In this one, this writing, it is the rock that is the same. But the building, how you build thereupon. Hallelujah. It matters what you put on the rock.
So this foundation, he said, is none other than Jesus Christ. He said, now, if any man build upon this foundation of gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or stubble, then he said, every man's work will be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. What day? The day of fire. For it shall be revealed by fire, and fire shall try every man's work to see what sort it is. And Lord, let me tell you, he said, if a man's work abides, if it's still standing, he shall have a reward when the fire has swept through his work. And if any man's work is burned, he shall suffer a loss. But he himself shall be saved by fire, because he's already been through it. Everybody here is a product of somebody else. Everybody here is a product of somebody else. I'm telling you, I've tried to build lots of houses for people and help them in spiritually speaking. And some of them, I have suffered some huge losses. Put lots of time, lots of effort, lots of tears, a lot of lost sleep. Fire came, they're gone. But that doesn't mean I lost out. But if it stands, if it's made of gold, silver, or precious stone, all these things heat purifies even more, then he shall have a reward. As they come this morning, I want you to know that faith cannot be tested in comfort. Hear me, from the back row to the front. Faith cannot be tested in comfort. Hebrews chapter 11 is that faith chapter. Faith will never be tested in comfort in suites. It was tested in tents and in caves and people sawn asunder, running for their lives. Faith was on trial, fiery trial, if you will. Faith is never tested in the comfort of your home and when you have plenty. Faith is not in how much stuff you have, for do not be deceived. A man's faith is not based upon the substance that he has. He said, oh, look at what he's got. He must really be living for God. Look at Lazarus, who went to heaven, and the rich man who went to hell. Faith can never be based upon the abundance of what a man has. Job had a lot. Satan come up to the Lord and said, the Lord said, where you been? Well, I've been going to and fro in the earth. Well, have you considered my man Job? Oh, yeah, I've already thought about him, but he's never going to deny you with all his stuff. And a hedge, stuff, and hedge, right? Usually when you get a lot of stuff, you put a hedge around it to protect your stuff, right? He says, but I tell you what, if you take the hedge down, then I can get to his stuff. Yeah, I don't have any gold in Fort Knox, but if I did, I hope they got a hedge around it, right? But he said, if you take the hedge down, I'll get to his stuff. And the Lord said, okay, everything but his life can go. Man, he hardly got those words out. In come this guy, said, hey, I just escaped. Man, I'm telling you, Job, I got bad news. We just lost all of our oxen. Oh, that's bad. And then right behind him comes another, this is all in one day. Right behind him comes another, Job, I got to tell you something. I only escaped and we lost all of the camels. Oh, my camels, my camels. And then another one comes, I only escaped. And we lost all of the donkeys. Oh, what am I going to plow with now? And it just kept going. And it was beating on his house. And it was beating the rain. It had rained too long. And then another one comes, oh, I only escaped. All the servants are dead but me. And guess what? Your kids are dead too. I'm telling you, the waves were beating on that house. I'm going to tell you, the devil wants to mess your kids up. He'll mess your kids up. He'll mess your kids up. Let me tell you how you protect them kids. You listening? Put a hedge around them. Put a hedge around them. Be careful what you let them do outside that hedge, because the world has a stronger influence on them than you will. I promise you. People told me, oh, you just sheltered your kids. They're still standing. They're still standing. I'm not telling you got to do what I do, but you better protect that little girl. You better, boy, girl, boy, girl. You better protect that little girl. Well, I couldn't see with the blanket. And we're going to dedicate her next Sunday. Yeah, but guess what? You know me. I've already dedicated your first one. I don't dedicate the baby. I'm dedicating you. It's you that's going to raise that baby. And God's going to hold you accountable for that. Just giving you a prelude to what you're going to hear next Sunday. You better put a hedge around her. Because if the hedge goes down, your stuff is vulnerable. But I'm here to tell you that when it was finally all over, left him with his wife, she said, you know, looks like you got nothing left. That's that termite. It looks like you got nothing left. You might as well go ahead and curse God and die. Look at the sores you got. It looks like this living for God doesn't work. Look at the sores. He took an old plowshare and he's scraping himself like a dog would. And this is what he said. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. You talk like a silly woman. Naked came I into this world, and naked shall I return. And though God slay me, yet, you missed that word, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. What you don't understand, woman, is I'm still standing. Hallelujah. You don't understand. I'm still standing. I lost my stuff. I know my kids are messed up. I know that this happened to me. But look at me. I'm still standing. And he stood long enough that the God of heaven got his attention. He said, now that you're still standing, I'm going to restore everything you lost two times. Double for your trouble. Whew, I got more, but we better stand. Hallelujah. Somehow in life, we better realize you got to be balanced. Hallelujah. I don't want to go through the flood. I don't want to go through the storm. But Lord, don't leave me in the middle of my storm. Stay with me until the storm is over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, preaching, Brother Gidros has gone through a lot of changes. I'm 59 and you're 36. I'm going to be 37. April 15th, right? On the tax day. Looks like they'd have waited one more day. But it's gone through a lot of changes. I call that secular preaching. Secular. The other is sacred. But in the secular preaching, we had latter rain came through and it swept the house of God like a flood. And people were chasing signs and wonders and miracles. And oh, over here, brother so-and-so, so anointed. And boom, we drive over there. Not we, them. They drive over there. And it swept and it beat against the house of God. And when that kind of fizzled out, that secular thing, then the charismatic movement came. And everybody had a ministry. Everybody was anointed. Everybody was binding it. Find it and bind it, right? Huh? Name it and claim it, blab it and grab it, and shoot it and loot it. I didn't want to leave that out. And it swept against the church of the living God, and they were speaking in more tongues than the United Nations had. Never heard such prophecies going forth. I never saw such corrupt lives at the same time. And when it was all said and done, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Hallelujah. I'm still standing. I still believe in sacred preaching. I believe in studying. I believe in praying. I believe in fasting. I believe in getting a word from God before you talk, because it matters how I build on that structure. It matters what I tell you. I'm responsible for how you build upon this thing.
And I'm telling you, the church of the living God, no wonder he told Peter, upon this rock I build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And all these things came against the church of the living God. It was hell. In the name of Jesus, it was hell. But the church is still standing. I want to sing as we get ready to go out of here. You better hold to God's unchanging hand. Times are going to change, but God's spirit is always the same. Woo, help me as we sing this song.
Time is filled with swift transition.
Naught of earth can stand. You better build your hopes on things eternal, and you hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, you hold to God's unchanging, His unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging. Hallelujah! You better build your hopes on things eternal. Give me that second verse. And you hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, trust. Oh, I'm telling you, people will leave you. People will leave you. May bring, if thy earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. You better hold to His unchanging hand. You better hold, just hold. Oh, hallelujah. Just build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand.
When your journey is completed,
if to God you have, yes, oh, fair and bright home in glory, with enraptured soul will view. You better hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging. Hallelujah. You better build your hopes. Hallelujah. And hold. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Build your hopes on things eternal. For the things which are seen will not last. They will be shaken and they will go away. Everything you see is temporal. But build your hopes, because when it's all said and done and life is over, hallelujah, the only thing that's going to matter, are you still standing? Are you still standing? Hallelujah. Are you still standing? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's pray. God, I'm thankful for your blessings today. I'm thankful for your mercy. I'm thankful, Lord, for our people. We have to learn when to move and when to just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I ask you this morning to help us always to know that we're upon the rock. But Lord, before we do anything else, let us know whether it be gold, silver, or precious things, God. Never let us try to build something out of something that is temporal, things that are earthly, and things that where the fire cannot, it will go through that, Lord, and cause our whole building to crumble. But Lord, I'm asking you today, help us, Lord. We've got to build this thing from ground up. From ground up. Hallelujah. Some people this morning, God, I believe the flood is beating against their house. They're stretched. They're stressed. And I ask you this morning, God, let them realize that this too shall pass. This too shall go away. The floods will go down. The wind will quit blowing. And you'll still be standing. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you this morning. Thank you so much for coming to the house of the Lord. Amen. And y'all come to Sunday school next Sunday? Y'all be here next Sunday? All right. We'll see you next Sunday.